And the important thing to remember is this. When Adam sinned, it wasn't a private, individual, secret sin just for him. Adam is the head of the whole human race, you see. We are all descended from Adam. We are all Adam's children and grandchildren, his posterity. And when Adam sinned, the whole human race sinned in Adam and fell with Adam in his first transgression. The important thing is not necessarily that we all learn it word perfectly, which is a challenge, though some can do it. The important thing is that we all understand what the Bible teaches, that we fell with Adam when he sinned. We sinned in him and fell with him. Question 17 is shorter, and the answer is a lot shorter. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. I have an illustration for you this morning. I'll show you in a moment. There was a minister of the gospel, probably sometime in the 1800s, long, long time ago. And he used this illustration, this picture, to show just how powerful and how awful a thing sin is. He says, imagine that a man goes to a blacksmith. Who can tell me what a blacksmith is? Does Timmy know what a blacksmith is? Yes, Timmy.
He works with iron.
Very, very good. He works with iron. And he makes things like horseshoes and metal things, doesn't he, with iron. That's right. And this person goes and says, I want you to make me a very long and heavy chain. Have it ready in 2 weeks' time, and I'll come back and I'll pay you for it. Now, the blacksmith is a very busy, hard-pressed man. But he thinks, well, there's a good price being offered. Although I'm busy and hard-pressed, I will begin to make this chain to the length that this man asks. So 2 weeks later, the man comes back. And what's the blacksmith made? Well, let's see if I can... It just so happens that there's a chain here. And he's made a chain, and it's that long. And in fact, it's that long. That's how long the man had wanted it to be made. But the man says, it's a very, very good chain. I like this work. It's brilliantly made, but I need it longer. I need it another foot longer than that. Oh, says the blacksmith, you didn't say that at the time, but you're such a good person at making chains, he said. Please make another. Please make the chain even longer. Add a few more links to it. I'll give you another week, and I'll pay you for it. So he goes away, and the blacksmith gets to work on adding more links to the chain over the following week, and he goes back. And now, when he comes back, the chain is that long. And the man says, that's a tremendous chain, but you know, I'll pay you even more if you add just a few more links to it. But, says the blacksmith, I've been working so hard, I've got other customers to serve. I can't make it any longer than that. I really can't. Oh, I'll pay you for it. I'll pay you in full, says the man. Okay then, says the blacksmith. Another week goes by, and he goes back, and now the chain is at its full length. There you go. How about that? Thank you for that chain. Now then. But then you see, the man says to the blacksmith, this chain is a good one. I can see you've toiled long and hard to make this chain. Now you shall have your wages. But rather than paying the man any money, any cash, he takes the chain, he ties the blacksmith hand and feet with it, and he throws him into the furnace of fire in the blacksmith's workshop. Now, says the preacher, that is a picture of sin. Sin is a chain, and we can go on adding links and links and links to the chain. But the chain of sin will eventually lead to death. The wages of sin is death. And it says in Isaiah 28 verse 22, stop your mocking, or your chains will become heavier. When the minister told this story about this blacksmith, there was actually a blacksmith in the congregation that day. He said at the end of the sermon, that whole message was directed towards me. Who's been telling the preacher about me? And the preacher never heard that there was a blacksmith in the congregation. But that blacksmith was soundly converted that day, became a Christian. But this is the picture. Sin is like a chain. And we can go on sinning and adding links and links and make it as long as we can. But the final wages of sin is death. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery.